Chapter 20. Majo scanned the ranks of the assembled legion as they massed within the triumphal hall. The commanders and champions of every company had been summoned to report immediately to the Conqueror. Majo had arrived, leaving Astarchos in command of the Hound's Tooth, meeting Orontes, who was already aboard the flagship on the Centurion's orders. Tension stiffened Majo's posture and made his thoughts brittle. He had received no word from Hanno after he had sent him to Garland's laboratory. Was the purpose of this gathering the news that the recreation of the Butcher's Nails had been destroyed? And who had given the summons? Had the Primarch awakened? The commanders turned at the sound of a new arrival. The doorway parted, revealing a beaming Garland Serlac. Major's heart turned to stone. The apothecary's smile and the servitor following him, holding a reinforced stasis casket, told him that his attempt to destroy the implants had failed and that Hanno was dead. The centurion's hand fell to the pommel of his axe. Against everything he had wanted, it would have to come to open warfare to stop the nails.
"Brothers," said Garland Serlac, "thank you all for arriving upon the flagship so promptly."
The apothecary strode between the ranks of world-eaters, ascending the dais and turning to face his kindred.
"This most recent conflict, the battle to return the world of 9315 into Imperial compliance, has been one of great cost and challenge. Brothers have been lost and bonds of loyalty strained."
Garland looked out, his smile flickering almost imperceptibly as he met Majo's gaze.
"Our Primarch lies comatose, and the Legion stands in dark, uncertain times. Each of us struggles to find unity, to find the right path forward for the Legion. Today, after years of searching, I bring you that path. I bring you that unity."
With a nod from the apothecary, the servitor at Garland's side released the bindings enclosing the stasis casket, revealing a bundle of silver cabling and circuitry hanging in the energy field.
"Behold," said Garland, "the Butcher's Nails, a stable recreation of our Primarch's own enhancements, ready for the Legion at last."
A stunned silence filled the triumphal hall, broken by murmurs as the world-eaters digested the enormity of the apothecary's achievement. What for so long had merely been a dream, a promise that threatened to never be fulfilled, was now realized, and the 12th Legion would never be the same.
"The only question that remains is," said Garland, "who shall be the first?"
Majo shared hurried glances with the nearest commanders he could trust. Their hands closed around their weapons. Orontes looked at Majo in alarm. If they wanted to put a stop to this, they would have to act now.
"I will."
Majo froze. He turned in the direction of the voice. Khan stepped forward to stand before Garland Serlac. The 8th captain removed his helm and stared at the apothecary with eyes of cold blue.
"I will, brother. Give me the nails."